Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies around 83. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies 60. Winds will be from the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies mid-80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the lower 60s. As we enter Friday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temperatures upper 80s. Right now, it's 75.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA recently awarded contracts to purchase up to 8 million radio frequency identification ear tags. USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service says the RFID tags will help increase overall animal disease traceability in cattle and bison. The contract allows APHIS to purchase additional tags each year for up to 5 years. USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Greg Ibaugh, said this would not only help offset the cost of switching to RFID tags, but also to help more quickly respond to potential disease events. USDA believes the RFID devices will provide states and the cattle and bison industries the best opportunity to rapidly contain the spread of the high economic impact diseases. As part of the overall effort to increase traceability in cattle and bison, APHIS distributed more than 1.1 million RFID tags to 38 states between this past spring. Each state veterinarian distributes the tags the way they say best serves their industry. And the U.S. 8th Circuit Court of Appeals has unanimously ruled in favor of Farm Mobile in an appeal brought by Farmers Edge regarding secret theft, breach of contract, and breach of loyalty. Farmers Edge had sued Farm Mobile along with its founders in the U.S. District Court for the District of Nebraska. The Circuit Court found that the Nebraska Court ruled correctly in denying Farmers Edge relief. Specifically, the court determined that the facts did not support the remaining claims made by Farmers Edge. The lawsuit began back in 2016 when Farmers Edge claimed Farm Mobile misappropriated trade secrets under Nebraska law and violated certain contract terms. As announced late last week, Farm Mobile continues to enforce its patent in a lawsuit filed against Farmers Edge in the Federal Court of Canada. Now, that case is set for trial beginning April 19th of next year. Farmers Edge and Farm Mobile both provide farmers with data and field analysis options. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The tough new 2020 Chevy Silverado pickups are in stock at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including a 2500 HD two-door work truck. It's four-wheel drive, 2500 HD LTZ, and 2500 HD High Country Edition. It's the Duramax Z71 package at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Good America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the United States Postal Service is backing down on a number of the changes that it planned on doing after pushback from public and elected officials that include Senator Jerry Moran, as he's expressed concern about recent mail delays that could not only affect the general election, but could affect rural Kansans and the mail that they depend on.
We have some very rural customers, especially like farmers during harvest. They, even if they could get into town on a regular basis during harvest, if they can't get it via mail, sometimes they just can't get medicine.
That was Julie Keaton, a pharmacist and owner of the Kiowa County Pharmacy, on KSN News, saying many patients in rural Kansas receive their medicine in the mail, and the changes could lead to a long process that some pharmacists say end up with more money coming out of the patient's pockets. In other news, many Kansas teachers are beginning to push back after the mandate, saying that if they quit due to not feeling safe returning to teaching in-person classes during the coronavirus pandemic, that they may have to pay the school districts up to $10,000 for backing out of their contracts. Good America Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Police have announced an arrest in the death of a man investigators say was shot to death in southeast Wichita during an argument. Police say 25-year-old Donovan Harrington of Wichita was arrested yesterday in the Monday morning shooting. In the Monday morning shooting death of 27-year-old Miguel Tapia, police found Tapia lying outside a vehicle with a gunshot wound. He later died at the hospital. Investigators believe Harrington, Tapia, and two women were inside the vehicle when Tapia and Harrington began arguing. Police say Harrington pulled out a gun and shot him. Then he and the women fled on foot and flagged down another vehicle to get a ride from the area. And fans are able to attend Kansas State University football games this fall, but no tailgating will be allowed. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the Riley County Commission approved it yesterday that the university's plan to open the Bill Snyder Family Stadium at about 25% capacity. Face coverings will be required upon entering the stadium and while inside when 6 feet of social distancing cannot be maintained. Kansas State Athletics Director Gene Taylor said in a statement that they're also implementing several other policies that will be strictly enforced. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A crop duster pilot suffered serious injuries when he crashed his plane into a cornfield north of Scotts Bluff yesterday morning and knocked out power to 2,400 utility customers. Scotts Bluff County Sheriff Mark Overman said the plane hit a power line as it crashed, causing the power outage. The power line hit the cab of a semi hauling a load of cattle, but the driver and cattle were not injured. The plane's pilot was taken to a hospital for treatment of his injuries, which are not believed to be life-threatening. The University of Nebraska at Kearney is looking to draw more out-of-state students by offering them in-state tuition. UNK has announced that beginning with the 2021-22 school year, it will offer resident tuition to all out-of-state students. The new policy expands a UNK program that had offered the same in-state tuition deal to students from Colorado and Kansas. The school is calling the program the new Nebraskan Scholarship. Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on Auto Data Compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Identity of two individuals who died as a result of a single vehicle accident early Sunday morning in Pottawatomie County were released. 19-year-old Quentin Chuck Norris of Onega died Sunday, and 18-year-old Keaton Blasky of Havensville later died Tuesday. Both young men were reportedly thrown from the vehicle, which left K-63 Highway for some distance, then returned to the roadway, and then overturned several times. Authorities are asking anyone with information regarding the accident shortly before 12:45 a.m. Sunday, contact the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. Keaton Blasky was a senior at Onega High School, and Chuck Norris graduated in 2019. Minimal damage was reported, but a man did suffer minor burns due to a kitchen fire at a Beatrice apartment early Tuesday morning, shortly before 4 a.m. The 27-year-old man escaped on his own and was treated by EMTs at the scene. USD 113 Prairie Hills School District, including Axtell, at a special board meeting Monday evening, adopted a practical mask plan. That revises an announcement last week by the district that masks would be optional. The revised plan outlines times when masks should be worn and when social distancing allows, they will be optional. In-person classes are scheduled to begin August 25th, with a remote learning option available. The change was initiated when a number of parents had expressed concern. Blue Valley USD 384 District Office in Randolph reports 7 people, including staff members and board members, tested positive for COVID-19. 6 of those people live in Riley County.
Tuesday afternoon, Beatrice Public Schools announced that Lincoln Elementary in Beatrice will go to remote learning only beginning Wednesday and go through September 2nd. It was discovered that 7 staff members have tested positive for COVID-19 and contact tracing is underway in those cases. All other buildings in the Beatrice School District will remain at Tier 2 moderate risk level, but the opt-out policy on face coverings is being ended. The mask policy will be reviewed when Lincoln Elementary reopens. And Lewiston Consolidated Schools has confirmed its first case of COVID-19. Superintendent Rick Kentfield said the school has been in contact with the Southeast Health Department, and as of now, the school will remain open.
Our current protocols are the same as we started the school year with last Thursday. And then when we get to that point in our protocols, we partner with the Southeast Community Health District to make decisions regarding contact tracing and quarantining. One of our fears right now is that we do not have substitute teachers lined up, or paras for that matter. So what could cause us to close our doors quicker than anything would be if it affects our staff.
Everyone associated with Lewiston Consolidated Schools is encouraged to continue social distancing, wear a mask when not social distancing, and monitor symptoms.
Christine Wassenberg, age 56, of Marysville, passed away August 10th. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial at a later date. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Christina Wassenberg.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we still have this high-pressure system overhead, bringing us quiet weather across much of the Midwest into the east-central parts of the United States as well. Otherwise, it looks like temperature-wise, not bad at all. We're still seeing north-northwesterly flow aloft, bringing us these cool temperatures. It looks like highs across that area will continue to see in the lower 80s. We will start to see warmer temperatures, though, as we head towards the end of the week and into the weekend, but like I said, still dry weather. So across the area, sunny skies around 83. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, temperatures at 60. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lower 60s. For Friday and Saturday, we'll continue with sunny skies in the upper 80s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Reflections Hallmark wants to make sure the ladies don't miss Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun this Friday. Reflections will have refreshments, fun, and sales, plus games to win extra discounts. So get ready to get squirrely with Reflections in downtown Marysville with Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun Masquerade this Friday. Tickets available at the Chamber of Commerce office.
Average high temperature mid-August, 87. Recent record high hit the century mark in 2003. The average low, 63, record low, 52 in 2012. Sunset this evening, 8:16. Sunrise in the morning at 6:42.
Where would we be without lightning? In a world that wasn't so green. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 19th, the 232nd day of the year. Aviation pioneer Orville Wright and Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry were all born on this day. Plants need nitrogen for vigorous growth. That's why we spread fertilizer in the fall and keep compost piles. But nature also has its own way of fortifying the soil, and it's done with lightning. Nitrogen in the air needs to be chemically changed to be used by the soil. So when a bolt of lightning heats nitrogen molecules, they bond with oxygen, forming nitrogen oxides. Then all it takes is a rain shower to carry this usable nitrogen back to the soil. What we do in a weekend of spreading compost or fertilizer, Mother Nature does quite literally in a flash. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fascinating weather facts at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. The Cincinnati Reds and the Royals were supposed to begin a two-game series in KC last night, but Major League Baseball decided to postpone the game to give Cincinnati more time for testing. Now, the clubs will play a doubleheader today, with the first seven-inning game taking place with the first pitch at 4:05 and the second game about 30 minutes after the first game ends. Matt Harvey will start game two for the Royals in his return to the mound after more than a year. He once pitched for the Mets against Kansas City in the 2015 World Series, but has struggled to regain his former All-Star form. The Dallas Cowboys have released defensive tackle Gerald McCoy a day after the newcomer sustained a season-ending leg injury. McCoy tore his right quadriceps muscle Monday while engaging defensive tackle Atwam Woods during an individual drill. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
At Rusty and Ford, there's only one thing you need to know. They've all gotta go. Every new 2019 Ford in stock. Every new 2020 Ford in stock. They've all gotta go. It's Rusty at Ford's model year-end event. We're making room for the new 2021 inventory, so you'll get huge savings on every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. Right now, get up to $11,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, and more. Every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. They've all gotta go. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you any money at RustyXFord.com. Office valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Super Crew SLT 4x4. Stock 2TO987 MSRP 54135. Rusty X discount $6,000. Ford rebate $5,000. Sale price $4,835. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Model qualified. All Ford rebates to dealer. Office benefit combined. Expire August 31st, 2020.
It's a debate that's going on across the entire country in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. To play or not to play? Ohio's governor says all high school sports can go forward this year. Correspondent Erica Hill says that includes contact sports.
Governor DeWine says more formal guidance will come in the next 24 hours or so, noting that superintendents who requested contact sports be moved to the spring. That's fine with him, says the governor. But when he talked about sports, he said sport matters and it makes a difference, providing discipline, order, structure, and also brings joy.
Dozens of states nationwide have delayed fall sports, and at least 15 won't play high school football this fall, according to the National Federation of State High School Associations. Now from high school to college, K-State will be playing this fall. They will have fans in the stands, but no tailgating. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Around here, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute. Expect the unexpected. And while you're at it, protect yourself too. With multi-peril crop insurance, you can insure your yield or revenue and weatherproof yourself. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Get convenience and value with this month's Doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware. With a Chamberlain MyQ-enabled chain drive garage door opener for $169.99, you can monitor and control from anywhere using a smartphone or tablet. Make moving items easy with a hand truck for just $69.99. And when you're out on the range and need to gather golf balls, the medium nut gatherer is perfect for that. And only $27.99 at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
Don't be alarmed if your dwarf Alberta spruce appears to have a larger tree sprouting from its more compact form. This bizarre growth is not uncommon and is the result of genetic reversion. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This dwarf conifer originated from a mutation discovered on a white spruce, a tree that normally grows 40 to 60 feet tall. The mutation resulted in compact growth that was used to propagate the slow-growing, dense, compact tree. Occasionally, a branch of dwarf Alberta spruce will undergo a reverse mutation and grow into the larger, more robust white spruce. Simply remove the larger branch back to the branch bark collar, the swollen area next to the trunk. In the future, do this as soon as possible to prevent it from taking over and ruining the size and shape of your dwarf spruce. And don't worry, your plant will be fine. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
People always ask, who is the most interesting person I've interviewed? It's a question with many answers, and most of the names are ones you don't know, yet people with stories I'll never forget. One of those people was Alvina Sellers. She never set out to be famous, yet her hats put Clarion, Iowa on the map. You'll meet her next on The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio, You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313 or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
Alvina Sellers loved hats. She could tell you lots about them.
Back in the 20s, we had a cloche that fit right tight to your head. Then in the 30s, they got really big, and Mamie Eisenhower and Eleanor Roosevelt liked big hats. And then through the 40s and 50s, they were smaller, but they had a little crown on them.
Alvina gave talks all across Iowa and beyond about hats. She once described to me how she decided which hats to feature in her programs.
Well, I tell you, I have them out there, and it seems as though I can just hear them saying, I want to go today, I want to go today. So that's how they got to go.
She has a hat from Princess Di, Pat Nixon, and other celebrities. And she has appeared on the David Letterman Show in New York and with Wayne Newton in Las Vegas. But her favorite program was in Louisville, Kentucky.
At the Kentucky Derby, because there they wear all the hats to this day, you know. You can't attend the Kentucky Derby in the stand without a hat. And then the gal with the most beautiful hat gets a big trophy.
And Alvina's favorite hat? Well, that's easy.
I have a tam, a red tam that I wore to high school. And we couldn't get in the high school building till a quarter to one every noon. You can just know how long that thing stayed on my head down the line it went. Pretty soon the bell rang. We dashed in. By the noise of all the lockers, I heard somebody say, who's the red tam belong to out there? Oh, it's mine. I dashed out there. Here came this guy up and handed it to me. I'd never seen him in school before, but he smiled at me and I smiled at him. Yeah, you guessed it. I married him.
And today, Alvina's programs live on through video recordings of her many talks. Traveling the Countryside in Clarion, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
It's common to see an occasional dead fish around the pond, but not a lot of them all at once. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A summer fish kill usually means the water needs more oxygen in it as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Die from a variety of causes, and a few dead fish floating on the surface of the farm pond isn't necessarily a cause for alarm. But if there are a lot of dead fish and you see others gulping for air at the surface, you've got to find the cause. Charlie Lee is an extension wildlife specialist at Kansas State University. He says fish kills come from improper use of aquatic herbicides, runoff from crop fields, or a sudden turnover in the pond water layers. However, the most common culprit is excess vegetation on the surface of the water, especially when the weather is hot, cloudy, and calm.
It's the plants that produce the oxygen during the day while there's sunlight, but they're not producing at night. And most of the oxygen in a pond is there as a result of plant photosynthesis. So most of our fish kills are a direct result of low dissolved oxygen.
Lee says you're risking a fish kill if more than half of the surface is covered with vegetation and algae. Another less obvious problem might be planktonic algae.
That's the very small microscopic plants that are in the pond that typically gives the water its color. They're almost too small to see. But if you can't see more than 12 inches into your pond, and it's due to planktonic algae and not soil particles, then you probably have a pond that's too rich and producing too much planktonic algae.
The best solution is prevention by controlling algae and using some kind of aerator. But Lee says once you see fish at the surface gulping for air, it's probably too late. Learn more about preventing a fish kill at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
One of my favorite quotes is by Mother Teresa. She said, "Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love." Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. A lot of people dream about making a big difference. Maybe it's giving away millions to get rid of poverty or building schools and churches in other countries. But when they realize this may be out of reach, they often give up on their dream. But we can all make a big difference, even with a small gesture of generosity, if you give out of love and a joyous spirit. God knows your heart, and when you give lovingly, it pleases Him. Be generous with your time, talents, and treasure. It's one important way you can live a life that is aligned with your faith and your values. And that is how to be wise and thrive. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. Well, I know you're not looking to give away your trash, but if you've got some treasures you're looking to sell, trade, or even give away, then listen to KNDY AM 1570 Monday through Friday from 9:35 to 10 o'clock and call Party Line at 562-2361. You may even hear a polka or two. Party Line on KNDY, inspiring Northeast Kansas for decades.
The Warehouse in Waterville is a Twin Valley thrift shop, with all proceeds benefiting local residents of Twin Valley Developmental Services. Stop by and browse the items on display, including used furniture and appliances. The Twin Valley thrift shop, The Warehouse in Waterville, is also accepting donations of good, clean merchandise. For pickup, call Stacy at 363-2490 or drop off at The Warehouse in Waterville.
An Iowa machinery maker talks about trade today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Mary Andringa is chairman of the Vermeer Corporation, a manufacturer of ag, forestry, and construction machinery in Pella, Iowa. Andringa recently took part in a virtual town hall on ag trade and supply chains put on by Farmers for Free Trade.
When we were hit with the trade and the tariff barriers, it definitely has an immediate impact, the cost, the gross margins, the bottom line, but also to availability. We definitely saw a huge increase in steel prices at the end of 2017, 2018. And, you know, that unfortunately has to flow through down to our customers as well. And then COVID made that worse.
Since the town hall was also about supply chains, Andringa shared her belief that the U.S. needs to update some infrastructure.
According to the Association of Civil Engineers, we rate about a D+. As far as our infrastructure, and it's just getting worse. And we know that we all use roads and bridges and ports and waterways and rail and airports, wastewater, energy, and I don't think we can afford to keep falling behind in how we are competitively ranked in infrastructure.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Good Wednesday on your Farm Broadcaster Sense Back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Democrats' draft platform before a party's national convention this week calls for restoring estate taxes to historical levels and sharply reducing agricultural's energy emissions. Agriculture remains one of the most energy-dependent sectors of the economy, but the Democrats' draft platform calls for making the sector in the first in the world to achieve a net zero emissions. And it seeks to increase corporate taxes, reversing cuts in the 2017 Republican tax cut effort. And American Farm Bureau Executive Vice President Del Moore recently cited a litany of tax burdens for agriculture.
And then you got the capital gains tax that comes in on top of all of that. Capital gains is a critical factor when it comes to succession planning for farmers and ranchers and their families as go from one generation to the next. You know, so if the death tax doesn't get you, you know, the capital gains tax would.
But the Democratic Party platform says the estate tax should be, quote, raised back to the historical normal. Not everything in the Democrats' platform is as controversial, though, including its call to tackle market concentration with a stronger enforcement of the antitrust laws.
The report shows that in May, this spread was $279 per hundredweight. That's the highest since reporting began in 2001. This is clearly an unsustainable model for beef production.
That's Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley. Grassley called the USDA report an endorsement of his bill to mandate the half of beef trade to be negotiated cash sales. The Democrats' platform also calls for limiting foreign ownership of U.S. farmland and sharply criticizes the trade war with China without mentioning the resulting Phase 1 deal with Beijing. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Spank, with your latest check of Mid-America Ag Network News.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8320. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
On the farm and ranch, you need a well-equipped toolbox, one that's more than a collection of wrenches, pliers, and socket sets. You also need information to stay on top of the fast-paced world of policy, innovation, and international trade. This station and AgView.net should be a valuable tool in your toolbox. Radio reports, web content, and social media keep you up to date and contribute to your decision-making. Like us on Facebook at AgView. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, AgView.net. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The head of the Renewable Fuel Association says absent another virus stimulus package from Congress, getting help from USDA for the beleaguered biofuel industry is an uphill climb. The Renewable Fuel Association's Jeff Cooper says USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue has made his position clear on using unspent CCC money for pandemic-crippled biorefineries.
Secretary Perdue has said pretty bluntly, look, unless Congress tells me to distribute some of these monies to biofuel producers, I'm probably not going to do that. So I think we've got quite an uphill challenge ahead of us.
Well, something Cooper argues is hard to understand given earlier CCC help for biofuels and the direct link between the demand for fuel ethanol and the price of corn.
And we believe that USDA has all kinds of authority to provide assistance to ethanol producers using the CCC. In fact, there is precedent for them doing that. There are many cases in the past where they have used the CCC to help processors or downstream distributors of not just farm commodities, but their derivative products.
Well, meantime, Cooper says the window is closing on a comprehensive Phase 4 virus relief bill as lawmakers are now at conventions, campaigning, and looking to the November election. Short direct funding from Congress, Cooper argues adequate relief is unlikely to come through the expired Paycheck Protection Program that helped many biorefiners and the Fed's Main Street Lending Program for small and medium-sized businesses. Well, late on Friday, Ag Secretary Perdue suggested a second coronavirus food assistance program could be coming as soon as the end of the month or maybe even in September. He said there's been a lot of money that has not yet to be distributed, and they have extended the deadline until September 11th for farmers and ranchers to file applications for that assistance. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here with you to talk about something I'm really missing this summer, county and state fairs, after this message. If you're looking to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora.com. Flora has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers delivering the highest quality seed and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flora makes it easy to join the green rush. Call 989-303-8178. It's that easy to start making more per acre. Call now, 989-303-8178, or check out Flura.com. That's FLURA.com. So what am I missing this year? Well, I am missing quite a few activities that I'd normally be involved in the summertime, and I'm really missing county fairs and state fairs. And I can imagine the feeling of 4-H and FFA and livestock exhibitors and project exhibitors at county and state fairs who there have the chance to compete with the quality of what they have produced with a lot of other exhibitors of the various projects that 4-H'ers and FFA'ers expect and do during the county fair season. And I miss seeing the people at county and state fairs because they, in many cases, are maybe only once or twice a year that certain families and people get together. And it's something that has become a family tradition starting at the early age in 4-H and FFA and continuing through to adulthood and the work that they do in agriculture and in agribusiness. And I miss corn dogs, and I miss elephant ears, and I miss all of the other good food that is sold by the vendors who spend their summer going from fair to fair, trying to make enough money to maybe see them through the winter and on to next year to the fair season. I miss the entertainment because a lot of good entertainers come to county and state fairs, particularly the state fairs, and they share their talent with a good grandstand audience. And I just miss the summertime fun of county and state fairs. So if you still have a fair ahead of you, by all means, get out to congratulate them, whether or not you can be in the fairs and visit with the 4-H'ers and the fairs, because we will do this again next year. We will come back to say hello to old friends and to make new friends, and we will be back to support 4-H and FFA and livestock exhibitors at those livestock auctions where those grand champions bring some pretty good prices when they're finally sold in the auction ring. But for me, I've gone to the Illinois State Fair since 1956, and I miss not getting back to the fair this year. I think the only time I missed, I was on a foreign trade mission tour that took place in one of the different continents, and so I had to go to that and wasn't able to go to a county or a state fair. But believe me, we get rid of this COVID-19 bug, and I'll be one of the first to come back next year to salute and support those great county and state fairs. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. A sound preconditioning program helps ensure the health of weaned calves. At Valley Vet Supply, you'll find vaccines for blackleg prevention and respiratory wellness, including pneumonia prevention. Consider feeding Cargill's Right Now Onyx Mineral during weaning. It's specially formulated for stressful situations. And let's face it, weaning is stressful. Keep your calves healthy, increase weaning weight, and ease your stress by shopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Researchers in Texas are dissecting the genes of five cotton species. This could enhance productivity for growers and fiber quality. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
A crop that's been grown for thousands of years. Cotton producers are looking for new varieties that can better withstand drought, pests, and pathogens, yet produce higher quality fibers for the textile industry. David Stelly is a professor at the Texas A&M Department of Soil and Crop Sciences. He's part of an initiative that recently published the genomic DNA sequences of five cotton species, two that are domesticated and three wild species. He says these are sources for naturally occurring genetic variations that could be utilized for improving crop production, fiber quality, and sustainability.
If we go into a wild species and it may have a fiber that is less than a tenth of an inch long, in spite of that, there can be genes in that species which, if I transfer into the cultivated species genetic background, can actually enhance the flowering or can enhance the length of the fiber, which is very surprising. You would think, but it has really short fiber. It must not have any good genes as far as fiber length goes, but it doesn't work that way because there are lots of genes that can affect fiber length.
Dr. Stelly's lab is already using new genome sequence assemblies to accelerate the improvement of cotton varieties,
increasing not just the productivity of the crop, but the ability to produce it in a more sustainable manner, to have our agricultural systems be able to meet the needs of society, but do it in a sustainable manner. They're going to need to be able to eat and clothe themselves, 100 years from now.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about mapping the cotton genome at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Good Wednesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the lunch hour, still more of the same. A mostly higher day across the grains, the rest of the row crops, the livestock today. However, the energy market is still mostly mixed. We'll start with the grains, as the corn still struggling, still mostly lower across, as September corn right now down 2 3/4 at 3.24 1/4. December at 3.39 1/4, that's down 2.5 cents. And the wheat complex still mostly higher
today. Kansas City wheat specifically for the month of September up 5.5 at 435.5. December to 447 a bushel. That's also up 5.5 cents on the day. Slight gains for the soybeans still. September beans up 1¼ at 913¼. November still up a penny at 914½. Soy oil also still up 10 points at 3168. However, here through midday, soybean meal has turned slightly negative. September meal down 30 at 295.90. The cotton complex also still a bit higher. Right now, October is up 26 points at 62.65. A look through the livestock, again, as mentioned, still a mostly higher day. August live cattle up 70 cents at 107.42. October up 80 at 110.67. Feeder cattle also with a positive day. Kind of slowing down as they saw a near triple-digit gain earlier, but August still up 37 at 143.60. September to 146 even, that's up 40 cents. And the hogs still higher today. October hogs up 75 cents at 52.17. A look at the stock markets here through the lunch hour. The S&P hitting its record, up 7 points now at 3,396. The NASDAQ up 31 points at 11,242. And the Dow Jones up 60 at 27,837. Energy markets are mixed today. The silver is still a bit lower, down 78 cents at 27.29 an ounce. August gold's down 42.10 to 19.5730. And the dollar index still up slightly, up 48 points. Markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event has been extended. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias, or up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. It's the extended Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Your summer just got extended at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Limited financing on Sporting Sorento, Optima, Solon, Sneer, through K&N with 1333 for 1,000 financing. Example 2020 Sorento. Stock number K8540, MSRP 32805. Always with approved credit, expires August 31st, 2020.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the...
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1, KNDY, Marysville.